Tiger cub Zoya accompanied her mother into the zoo's tiger habitat for about a half an hour while the media and some zoo employees caught their first glimpse. The nearly 20-week-old cub was born at the zoo in July. She was bred as part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Plan, or SSP, says senior zookeeper Ellen Dreska.
Basically, easiest way to describe that, it's a big dating service for animals based on genetics. Kind of, you know, eHarmony for animals.
So Zoya's mother, Andrea, and father, Petya, both Amur tigers residing at the Indianapolis Zoo, were deemed genetically suited to breed, and so they did. Dreska says Zoya has grown a lot over the past 5 months, and that will continue until she becomes a mature adult tiger at about 2 years of age.
She's probably about 45, 50 pounds now, I would say. Last time we weighed her was about 3 weeks ago or so, and she was 36 pounds then, and she's been gaining steadily. So we're now completely hands-off. We don't go in and weigh her. We know that she's doing fine.
Zoo employee Kristen Freeman was at the zoo the day Zoya was born and has been waiting to see her for the first time. She says there's only one way to describe the cub.
Adorable. I mean, can't go wrong with a cute little fuzzy cat. Even if it's a big fuzzy cat, so.
Native to Siberia, Amur tigers once numbered in the tens of thousands, but it's now estimated less than 500 live in the wild. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.